played well today, and I don't think we're talking about beliefs. We didn't play well as a football team in any facet of the game, and there's no excuse for that.
Why not?
I don't know exactly why not, but I know we didn't make plays and we had to make plays. I think we extended drives on defense. We let them convert too many third and longs. It's the first time we've really had the ball run on us like that, and that's certainly kind of an uncharacteristic thing, at least for this defense. We've always kind of prided ourselves on stopping the run and didn't do that today. I think he had 235 yards. That's just not Eagle defense and not what we're going to do to be successful. And then they can run the ball like that. Jameis did a really good job in the play action passes off it, but we didn't stop them all day long.
Could it be the scheme or is effort an issue?
No, I don't know if it's the scheme or whatever it is. I mean, you got to look at the film to determine that where we are. I think there's times where we had opportunities on the defensive side of the ball to make plays, and we didn't make them. We had some guys wrapped up. I think that we didn't tackle as well as we normally tackle. We looked like we had some interceptions or opportunity for interceptions that hit us in the hands. We didn't catch it. Turnovers that could have created or stemmed a tide. And then, the penalty part of it, just to extend those drives defensively, I think really hurt us. We get an opportunity to get them off the field, but then we get in a penalty that extends a drive. I think those are the things that are, you got to clean up if you're ever going to have an opportunity to win a football game.
How do you explain what seemed like a lack of preparedness and discipline on defense?
I don't have an explanation for it, but I know we weren't ready to play on defense, and we got to get that straightened out because we got a short week this week, and we need to get ready to play on Thursday at 12:30. So
there was an altercation between Mark Sanchez and Darren Sproles after the third interception. Do you know what happened, and do you think
that... I just think they were communicating on where the guy was supposed to be, where Mark was putting the ball, and where Darren thought he was supposed to be. So, obviously, everybody's frustrated with the performance today. So,
communication began before Mark Sanchez left the field. He seemed to show up a veteran. Do you think that's appropriate?
I don't know specifically what you're talking about. I know those guys were yelling at each other a little bit, and we stopped it.
How did you feel about the way your offense played in
sporadic. The opening drive, I think, overcome the fumble, then the recovered fumble, and then to drive down the field and score was good. Then we had another good drive in there that ended up with a touchdown to give us 14 points, but just up and down. We really needed to get points at the end of the first half there. We had the ball at the end of the first half, give ourselves an opportunity to at least get something there. We're close in field goal range, but we had an interception and obviously didn't get them there, but I thought it was just sporadic, but not good enough, especially with how we played on the defensive side of the ball. Offense didn't do anything to bail them out of it. So,
Chip, are you concerned about the type of damaging effect a loss like this can have on the season?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, you guys all want to. We all want to write a narrative of how does this game affect that game. I mean, we beat Dallas, and that was the we're gonna win the rest of our games. It doesn't work that way. It never works that way. So we got to come back to work tomorrow morning and get ready to play a game on Thursday. So if we allow this game to affect us on Thursday, then shame on us.
Well, like, you have control on the team.
It is a big spot. Every week is a big spot, though. We've got to emphasize that every single week. There's not a week that isn't a big spot. Every single week in this league is a big week. So
what makes you think this can turn?
What's that? Because I have confidence in those guys in that room.
Do you have confidence that you have the talent to turn this
around? Yes, I do. I really do.
The interceptions marked for today, were they on him, or, how do you assess those?
Yeah, a lot of zone drops by them. I think, you go through the specific ones. Him and I think Darren were on the wrong page. I'm not sure. He thought Darren was moving out farther on the screen on the one that he threw in the last one there. The one at the end of the first half, it was a zone. They were squeezing a tight end. We probably should have gone outside with it. And I can't remember which way what the third one was. So.
Six.
I just said that. That was a screen pass where I think Darren was slowing down, and he thought he was going a little bit farther. It was a little miscommunication in terms of where he was going to be.
Chip, your first few years, you had offenses that if you got into a shootout, you could win those games, and you put up a lot of yards and a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you still have a team that can do that if it looked like it was going to be a shootout early, only ended up being a one-sided shootout? Do you still feel like you have a team that can win a shootout?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to win any shootouts. We want to play really well in all three phases of the game so that it doesn't turn into a shootout, and I have confidence in our defense. This is one of the first times I've seen someone run the ball like that on our defense. That's kind of an uncharacteristic thing that we need to get fixed. But do I think we have the people to be productive on the offensive side of the ball? Yes, I do.
The run game was a problem against Carolina, though, too.
What's that?
Carolina ran the ball like
this. They didn't run the ball like this. I think, this isn't what, what we expected or from our defense, and I don't think anybody on our defense will say the same thing. That's not what we expected, so.
Chip,
Why do you think there's either the mistakes now are different and they continue? Why as a head coach do you think that happens?
I mean, that's just how the game expressed itself. So you get to address each one as you see it. And, you know, we'll get to the film. We'll get it broken down with the guys. And when we get meet with them tomorrow morning, we need to fix that because you can't make mistakes like that against a team that's running the ball like that and throwing the ball like that and expect to be successful. You know, if you get an opportunity to make a stop, you got to make a stop. You can't aid them in terms of keeping them on the field by doing those things. So
Why'd you take
Jason Peters out in the fourth quarter? Was he hurting or just get him out of there?
We just took him out. So, you know, we knew where we were in the score of the game. And so he hadn't practiced a ton during the week. So, you know, felt like, again, we got another game on Thursday. So, you know, let's see where we can see what his status is after the game. And we'll come back tomorrow morning and see where he is in terms of being able to play. You know, we do have a quick turnaround in terms of playing another game here on Thursday. So
after something like this, are you confident that you're emphasizing the right things?
Yes, I am.
Is Sam getting closer?
I don't know. I have no status update on Sam.
Too many men on the field, dude.
Yeah, we were in dime defense, and one of the linebackers didn't come out. Should have come out in dime. Didn't see the signal from the personnel coming in from the sideline. But we had two linebackers on the field in dime. We're only supposed to have one linebacker on the field in dime.
Will you consider, like, lineup changes, like, on defense, especially going into the Detroit game?
We haven't talked to anything about that. So, you know, we'll go back. We'll watch the tape. We got a long night tonight. We got to put a whole game plan in and get ready to play.
What's the message to those guys?
I told those guys they better have a short memory because we'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We have a game. We have to train tomorrow. We're on the field tomorrow, which we're normally not on the field on a Monday. Monday's a day off for us, but we're going to be on the field tomorrow. Tuesday's 48 hours before the game. We're traveling on Wednesday, and we're going to play on Thursday. So, you know, we all take ownership. We all take responsibility. Every single person in that room contributed to that loss and contributed to the outcome of that football game. Go get some sleep and turn around, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 8.
As talented as your front seven is, how can something like this happen, 283 rushing yards against? What is going on that these guys can't get off blocks?
It was a combination of things. I don't think we tackled well as a group. I think the penalties hurt us as a group. And I'd have to see where our fits were in terms of, you know, when you start to pile up the tight ends and get some extra guys in there, you better make sure that you're fitted up the right way and understand where the ball's going to be, where the ball should be run to because of how we're playing defensively.
Chip, do you think some of the guys quit in the second half?
No, I don't.
Malcolm Jenkins, I saw when there was a mistake on defense, start to yell at those guys. Did they kind of lose the focus then? Did they quit?
I mean, they may have lost focus, but I would never use the word quit. Howard.
Is there any temptation at this point to maybe see what that Lewis can do out there?
No, I mean, the first game Mark really played for us. You know, he came in at the tail end of the game last week against Miami, but that thought did not cross my mind, no.